Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 28, Emalahleni 27. President Cyril Ramaphosa says spaza shops, which have been implicated in the deaths of children, will be closed with immediate effect. The president was responding to the recurring instances of foodborne illnesses, which have claimed the lives of children. He says all spaza shops and other food handling facilities must be registered within the municipalities which they operate within 21 days from the 15th of November.
Any shop that is not registered within 21 days and does not meet all health standards and requirements will be closed. South African Police Service will be required to investigate, to arrest and to prosecute offenders. This will involve close cooperation with all registered manufacturers.
Save South Africa Civic Movement says last night's speech by the president was apologetic and will further compromise the street vendors who for many years have been operating in honesty and care. The movement spokesperson Tebogo Mashilupane says it was disappointing that Ramaphosa tried to have a balanced speech, not offending foreigners who own spaza shops.
Our immigration laws are very clear. In terms of the Act, spaza shops are not listed as one of the critical businesses in South Africa. But the president decided to present a speech that seeks to suggest that foreigners are also entitled to run spaza shop business in South Africa.
Eskom says it continues to realize efficiencies from the investments made in the Generation Recovery Plan that have contributed to South Africa's energy security and a structural improvement in the coal-fired fleet. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says the plan has resulted in a year-on-year diesel savings of 15.16 billion rand.
The OCGT load factor from 1st to 14 November 2024 was 4.98%, significantly lower than the 24.23% for the same period last year. Diesel usage remains below the year-to-date budget.
Young Libyans have mobilized for today's municipal elections, the first time many of them will vote in the fractured North African country, where polls have been rare since Muammar Gaddafi's 2011 overthrow. The vast oil-rich country of 7 million people has struggled to recover from years of conflict after the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that put an end to 4 decades of rule under dictator Gaddafi. And Springbok captain Siyakolisi is optimistic about the lineup announced by Rassie Erasmus for today's clash against England in Twickenham.
While we're winning, we're building squad depth because sometimes things happen, injuries happen. You want to make sure you have so many players or someone is unavailable that you don't stress. You know that guys have gotten the opportunity, especially this year. A lot of the younger guys are playing big games against Australia and New Zealand, you know, in the rugby championship, and that's what you want.
I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdnieuwste hier. Ramaphosa sê spaza-winkels wat verantwoordelik is vir die dood van kinders sal dadelik gesluit word.
Dit moet gebeur. Dit is hoog tyd hoor. Almal maak shops links en regs.
Yes.
It's about damn time. Right, barankie Neil, barankie Alex J. Terug maandagmiddag tussen 12 en 4 on the Wigzone. Sasha Regional, CTM Top 40 coming to you live. My name is Mike Rappapalli, saam met jou tot 2 uur. Danny is besig om te show, so ek keier saam met jou. Net so bykie, net vir vandag te 2. Soos normaal, daar is altyd 'n handvol mense wat moet laat gaan. En ons het nuwe musiek, maar voor ek daar uitkom, Nazreen is going to take a drop. Andre Graham is taking a drop, which leaves Demi Lovato. Is she on the CTM Top 40? No, she also has to take a drop. Everyone is falling. It's actually a shock for me. There's 3 kunstenaars wat moet laat gaan. Making place for David Guetta, DJ Kosher, which is coming up a bit later. Maar voor ek daar uitkom, Miles Stargazing is eerste op nummer 40. Droomsom droom, val met 5 plekke, terwijl Gwen Stefani, though, veg vir haar muziek.